Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Some news from the courts. The man who was accused of assaulting Roy Keane has been found guilty in the last few minutes. This is Scott Law, who is 43. He was charged with headbutting Roy Keane at the Emirates Stadium after Arsenal's 3-1 victory over Man United on September 3rd last year. And the verdict has just been delivered. Scott Law is guilty of that charge. Now, if you're intent on voting tomorrow in the local and European elections, and for mayor, if you're in Limerick, chances are you'll be heading to your local primary school to cast your vote. Using schools as polling stations means an extra day off for pupils who, let's face it, are probably delighted with the prospect, but it's an extra headache for working parents who have to organise childcare. Now, we've had a message in on this already this morning. This listener said, my child's special needs school will be closed tomorrow due to voting. I think this is very unfair on the children and the parents, putting us under a lot of pressure trying to juggle work and childcare. This is a special school for children with severe and moderate disability. And I'm joined now by Sinead Brady, who's a career psychologist, regular on the programme, author of The Total Reset. And Sinead, you're exercised about the closures, are you?
I am, Claire, and thanks for having me on to talk about this, because this is a really important topic for working parents, particularly for working mothers and working parents. Schools are closing tomorrow for the most part, and there are other buildings all around our communities that are well capable of facilitating voting. But I suppose what really bothers me about this is the silent rules that are operating that allows this just to happen. So, for example, there's this belief that, you know, well, we'll just shut the schools. And then the assumption is that there's somebody at home to mind our children. And that is an assumption that there is somebody at home not working or doing unpaid work, and they're just able to take the time off. And we know that that's not the case. We know that, for example, we have one parent mother families, we have one parent father families, we have your traditional families, but you have single parents, solo parents, you have all this kind of kaleidoscope of people that are impacted and affected by this.
Well, it's not like we went to the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. They're in charge of this, and it's not the case that the schools have to be used, because I'll just bring people the response. They say it's a matter of returning officers who are responsible for the taking of a poll in a constituency to decide on the venues used for the taking of a poll or the counting of votes. So what the returning officer is required to do, according to this statement, is provide a sufficient number of polling stations. They may use any school or room in a school being any school receiving a grant. We know what a school is. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a school, because the department advises the returning officers that they may hire a hall or other premises if they consider this to be a more suitable arrangement in a particular case, even if there is a school or local authority premises in the area. So that would tell us that there is choice there. They don't have to use the schools.
And that's the part there, I think, so important, that this has always been done this way, so let's continue to do it. It's this implicit bias that we'll just shut the schools and then, you know, this is easy to do and easy to manage. But it overlooks so many facts. You know, this requires childcare. It requires, for example, children with additional needs, that really those days are so important, because we're coming into the school holidays. And it also assumes that people have flexibility. Many people work in roles that they don't actually have flexibility to take time off in this way at such short notice. And using a day's annual leave means that their summer is impacted, or other times of the year is impacted. And schools are open for 183 days per year. That means there is 182 other days in the year, including weekends, that school buildings could be used. And again, this is not an educator issue. This is not a teacher issue. It is the people that are making the decision to hold these elections in schools.
Well, let's look at the option of weekends, because I have a good few texters getting in touch saying have the voting on the weekends. But politicians don't like Saturday elections. We know that. And there's an example here in recent history, because the children's referendum was held, the voting was held on a Saturday, and the turnout was only 33%. Now, you could attribute that to a couple of factors, but in general, we know that politicians prefer the voting to happen on a weekday. So I'm not sure that that would be a viable alternative that would be popular on the political side. Are you saying use the schools, but do it at the weekend?
I'm saying use the schools if you must and do it at the weekends, and if not, use the other buildings. And again, that notion that what politicians think is more important than what is happening on the ground is something that has to be overcome. It's another hidden belief that, you know, political processes are more important than educational processes and are more important than people having access to work. And, you know, every other country, well, not every other country, sorry, 25 of the 27 other countries that are going to poll in the EU on this topic are going over Saturdays and Sundays.
Now, let's listen to some of these messages coming in. Are parents going to continue to rely on teachers to babysit and raise their children? Everything is now blamed on teachers and schools. Another one, schools are educational facilities, not childcare facilities. If you can't mind your children, don't have them. Well, I feel like responding to that myself. We would like them to be used as educational facilities 5 days a week, not as a polling station. That's your point, isn't it?
That's my point. And this is not about educators. I mean, my own children, I have four children. I'm a very proud mother to those four children. And somebody that suggests that I shouldn't have them because I don't agree with the fact that our educational facilities are being used as political grounds really doesn't understand what it is to be a parent. That's the first thing. The second thing is that they're not a childcare facility. They're there for the educational purposes of our children, and the educators in those schools are highly qualified. They're brilliant people. And to suggest that we're using those as childcare undermines the role of teachers in our society and educators in our society.
Okay. Sinead, this came up in Kildare at the County Council back in March, and there was a Kildare County Council official there who explained why the schools are used as polling stations. He said they're convenient, accessible, regularly maintained, they've adequate heat and light, they're easily known and identified and inexpensive. He went on to say there's a current requirement in Kildare just for 280 rooms in the county, and this could not be accommodated through the use of other community buildings. So, I mean, it's fine to say there might be another place in your community that could be used, but if you look at this across a county or across an area, it just might not be feasible to find the space that's needed.
But I suppose then spaces that are feasible and only in exceptional circumstances. And perhaps if we did this on weekends and did it across 2 days, we wouldn't have this issue at all. And I think the other thing, Claire, that's really important to think about here is that many of the people who will actually take care of our children tomorrow. So, for example, my mother-in-law is going to take care of our children tomorrow. Because I have to work, I'm self-employed. If I don't work, I don't get paid. The same for my partner. She actually has no access to a state pension because she stayed at home to mind her children, and she gets no contributory or non-contributory pension. So in many ways, you know, this is the irony of using school buildings, that we actually do treat certain people within our society in a way that does not recognise the deep importance of the care and the rearing that is involved with having children. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to kind of look at this from the perspective of parents. Working parents are doing their absolute best. They're trying so hard to manage in a workplace that sometimes is not flexible. And sometimes actually access to childcare in order to go to work is so costly that it's very, very difficult, and it puts many people out of the paid workplace. It also contributes to the gender pay gap. Yeah, so this is really much.
I have so many texts coming in on this, Sinead, that I can barely keep up with them, and people making the point that because of the bank holiday this week, this is a 3-day week for many children who are affected by this. Michael would like to have the voting happen on a Saturday or Sunday. People then saying that you lose out on your democratic right to vote if it's at the weekend because people might be away, and that weekends just don't suit. Look at the amount of vacant office space around our cities and counties. Why can't these be used as polling stations instead of schools? Another one, while I don't particularly agree with using schools as polling stations, neither are our schools a babysitting service. And that is not your point, Sinead. You're talking about education and the expectation that parents will be going out to work. Now, another one talks about the amount of vacant office space around our cities and counties. Why can't these be used as polling stations instead of our schools? Going back to what was said by the Kildare County Council official, you have to find somewhere in the community people know where it is, people are familiar with it, it has the right space, you're probably going to be counting the votes in that place too. So it's a very particular place where this has to happen in the community.
I think traditionally perhaps, but That may have been very much the case years ago, but now we have a very different approach to community. We have a very different approach to, so it there might be a transition period around this, Claire, but with all change comes transition and thinking differently and thinking outside the box. We now need to think about how we engage our electorate, how we make sure that we're listening to the people who are voting, and how we support people to vote. Okay. But how we engage people, and I'm not sure that the location is really what we need to be looking
all
at.
All right, listen, I'm going to leave it there, but I have so many texts coming in that we will be coming back to that a little bit later in the morning. Sinead, thanks very much for now. Sinead Brady.
Thanks,
there,
Claire.
Career psychologist and author of Total Reset. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.